Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
This is America. There has to be winners. There has to be losers. My house is a microcosm of America. Someone, I don't know. I just told Melissa I know I'm tired because I'm just talking too much.
Oh, first day back from vacation. But, I mean, Bert is confident that this test result will go in his favor.
Stacy is on hold. Alan from New London Driving School is on hold. We will get the results here in just a second. Hey, Stace.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
There's a little bit of taunting going on this week on vacation, waiting for these results.
So you guys took this driving test before we left for vacation?
Yeah, Stace, you want to explain exactly what the driving test was all about?
The driving test.
Well said.
They had a car, so we both had to drive the same car, so it was fair.
Okay.
And then we had, the school was in the car with us, and there were three people, so it made me feel a little tense. Except he asked me when I got in the car if I was nervous. I wasn't nervous at all, but he said you were.
I was.
Yeah. So.
Well, you took a bunch of Quaaludes before the test, right?
And I smoked a bunch of weed. Just clouding my judgment, my timing altogether.
Who said Quaaludes since Studio 54 has been? Quaaludes? What the hell was that?
What is that, anyway?
So, yeah, we get in, we separately got in the car with Alan from New London Driving School. And it's not old school like it used to be. Like, I remember taking the driving test back in high school where you had a steering wheel and an accelerator and a brake on my side of the car.
Right.
And the instructor had the same on his side of the car.
Huh.
Dude just has a brake now.
Oh, okay.
There's no steering wheel. So if you're doing something wrong, Alan's going to hit the brake as quick as he can.
Now, before we get to the test itself, Stacey, we here in the studio have heard Bert talk about this driving test and how confident he is and the taunting. And I kind of, you know, saying that there's taunting going on. And, well, I want to hear from your perspective how Bert's been taunting you about this.
Well, he basically keeps saying that he got 100% on the test because it's going to be like a point system. And then he's like, there's just no way that you beat me. I did perfectly in the test. And I said to him, when I got in the car, Alan said to me, you know, I'm going to give you some information as we're driving, some rules and things you may have forgotten since you originally went to driving school. I'm not going to say how many years ago. And then, but Bert said that Alan didn't give him any instruction. So then I was kind of like, well, but he said it as soon as we got in the car. So then I was like, he wasn't doing it just because I needed it and Bert didn't. So I'm not sure what that meant, but I kind of felt like that was an advantage for me.
Well,
but
I think because you're both in the same car going into it, I think because you're a woman, he wanted to even the playing field. So he wanted to give you a little advantage.
Yeah. Right, okay. So anyway, so Bert said, well, since I didn't get instruction, then I know I did better than you, and there's just no way you could have beat me. And I didn't say anything. I mean, I've just been quiet. I've just been like, well, whatever, we'll just see the score. I know that I drive better than him. And the other thing on the test is, like, we had to do everything, highway driving, street driving, you know, lots of traffic lights, lots of left turns. But when we came back, I said, well, do you want to do some parking? And don't you think that maybe we should be graded on that? So I had to do some parking, pull in, back into a straight spot. Then I had to also parallel park. And I did all those perfectly. but work didn't have to park. And I was kind of bummed about that because that was the one thing that I think he's really bad at and that I'm much better at. So I was kind of bummed that he didn't have to do that.
They didn't ask me to do that.
Really?
For whatever reason, yeah.
It was my suggestion.
Okay.
So we were trying to bring him back downstairs to do the parking after I was done, but he'd already gone home at that point.
Darn it. That's just bum luck right there.
Parking was her trump card.
It was. Because, well, I don't think I'm a bad, I don't park badly. I park the boat that she calls a truck badly because it's just so big.
Mm-hmm. You're a dude, and you can't park a truck.
The thing is, seriously, it's like the size of a small cruise ship.
Well, is there a reason that I, little person that I am, can park that truck like there's no tomorrow?
Well,
I can get spots like people look at me like, how did you do that?
Well, you drive it every day.
Yeah.
Look, let's let the facts and let's let the numbers speak for themselves at this point, okay?
The size of the car you're parking, you technically could be on top of like one of those old school Geo Metros and nobody would know.
And that's true.
You just pull the thing right over it. Like one of those old neons?
Yeah.
Like that could be crushed under like a soda can under your tire. Nobody would
know. Just drive this big old, it's an Armada, right?
Yeah.
And the thing's huge. It's stupid. It shouldn't even be legal. But Alan is from New London Driving School. And Stacey, I didn't tell you this, that I was just jacking with you, that Alan was giving me instruction as we were driving also.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice that you lied. That seems fair.
Oh, now it's going to be a more global problem. So you lied to me. Well, if you lied to me about this, maybe you lied to me about other things that I don't know about.
The words have come out of me. What kind of person do you really want to be? Do you want to be the person who lies to me or the person who doesn't?
Well, in that case, Stacey would like you to know that in the middle of the driving test, she pulled over and made out with Alan, the instructor.
He's a pretty sexy guy. I can understand the lore. Hey, Alan.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am very well. How about you both?
I'm doing great. Really great. Now, Alan.
Please be Stacey. Stacey.
As a matter of fact, Alan, hold on a minute. I would like to talk to you about making this winner be Stacey.
No, despite what you've heard on the radio or despite personality in the car, you got to take it strictly professionally.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay, strictly professionally. Mm-hmm. You are both actually very good drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of you made any serious mistakes on the road. You were checking what you were doing. You actually did what we teach our students to do. You took your lives in your hands and you protected them.
Okay, this is not soccer. There can be
no
ties.
This is not soccer. No, I don't play soccer. That's for hooligans. I play rugby.
Okay.
Having said that, the person that won this actually is Stacey.
What?
Oh! Yeah!
And let me tell you why.
How is that possible?
Hold on a minute, Alan. We are rejoicing. Don't talk.
How is that possible?
We won't hear
it. How is that even possible?
Hold on a minute. Bert.
What?
Quiet. Stacey, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you, Jeff.
Do you have any words for the Academy or anybody you'd like to thank?
I want facts.
Bert,
I want to know the point. I want to see the sheets. I want to know.
Stacey.
I want to see the facts.
If you would have won, then you would be able to say something. So
okay,
you need
can
to
I?
Yes, this
time.
Is hold on, Alan. We have a victory speech coming from the winner of the driving test.
Well,
Stacey
wins. Can I just continue just a moment?
No.
The victory speech isn't that great.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, yes. Well, Bert, the reason that Stacey beat you was simply because at a couple of points while you were driving, you went over the speed limit.
Okay.
Now, talking to Stacey about her parallel parking, quite honestly, it was awful.
Oh.
She didn't look. She didn't use blinkers. She left the vehicle about 3 feet out from the curb.
Uh-oh.
So I wasn't very impressed with the parallel parking. And if we had included that parallel parking, then I'm afraid that would have won.
Well, I think we have to go ahead and get me parallel parking.
Listen, the only thing with that is, I've never heard of a person dying parallel parking. So at New London, we kind of concentrate on the road and where you can hurt yourself.
And in your opinion, Stacey, there's less of a chance of Stacey hurting herself than I.
Absolutely. And I will reiterate, and both of my other instructors with me will confirm that you both did extraordinarily well.
But the winner of the driving test once again was...
Stacey.
Stacey.
Because this is America. In America, there's winners and losers.
There's a hanging Chad somewhere. Go ahead, darling. Do what you got to do.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all the listeners that prayed for me and supported me through this because I'm sure that helped me with my confidence. Secondly, I'd like to thank my father, who's probably the best driver in the world, and that's who taught me to drive. And thirdly,
Didn't your dad like roll a car and jack up his shoulder one night?
Bert, okay, this is her speech.
It didn't count. He was drunk.
All right.
You know, I whatever. So the other thing that I think is going to be wonderful is that I'll never have to say a word again in the car because he will always know that I won, and it will always be there every time we get in the car. That will never be forgotten. So I can be a silent winner and still in my, you know, in my silence know that I can chuckle a little because I beat him.
Oh, that's going to be the worst because now in the car she could go, hey, never mind. And then she doesn't have to say a word.
I have zero defense. Zero defense. Zero. Okay, honey, you have been crowned the best driver in the house.
I need to ask the instructor something really quickly. Is Cecil on the phone?
Yeah, Alan's here. Hey, Alan.
Hey.
One of Bert's complaints about Stacy was that she drove too far on the right side of the road, like where he said she was about to take out mailboxes all the time. Did you find that when she was
driving? No, we didn't find that. A lot of people make that complaint because the passenger's sitting closer to the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
But she did fine, and Bert
now,
did too.
She's literally taken out mailboxes.
Alan,
before.
I'd like to ask you a question based on the question Jen just asked and something you said earlier. If you were to make a decision to drive closer to the center line or closer to a tiny little harmless mailbox, wouldn't the proper answer be to err on the side of the mailbox and be a little farther right than left?
I think an 18-wheeler coming directly towards you is a lot less forgiving than a mailbox.
There you go. Stacy, congratulations.
I mean, at this point, it's just overkill at this point.
I feel like I need to send her a gift or something because you've given us quite a present.
You're welcome.
All right, honey, congratulations. The fight is over. I can never, ever, ever bring up again.
Say it.
Stacy, baby.
Yes.
You are a better driver than I am.
Actually, hold on a minute.
I just threw up in my mouth just a little
bit.
Can
you turn the music off and say that with no background? And we're going to want to note the time, whoever's doing the index. Everyone quiet.
So you want me to say just my wife, or you want me to direct it?
My wife, Stacy, is a better driver than I am. He's sweating.
My wife, Stacy, is a better driver than I am.
And that's all we need.
Come on, that hurts.
Yeah, that'll be the promo.
Okay, honey. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, babe. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Alan?
Yes, sir.
New London Driving School?
I'm sorry?
I think that you have to reassess the way that you give tests.
Of course.
Thank you for helping us out. Appreciate it.
Well,
man.
Listen, we'll come back in a year's time and retest you. How about that, Bert?
I will take you up
when
on your check.
When you've learned to stay below the speed limit.
He's already told.
He's
already emailed Tracy and I to find an American driving school to give a proper test on the basis that y'all don't even know what side of the road to be on. So.
Yeah, I didn't even see any of his papers, green card, citizenship, nothing. I don't even know if he's legal here. But I'm
I came over the border before they closed it.
All right, Alan, thanks for all your help. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed both of you.
Thank you.
I got emails. We're going to have to put Alan's information up online. Mm-hmm. Because I got an email from another couple who wants to do
same thing.
On what they have the same argument Stacy and Bert have.
No doubt. God, that hurts. How is that possible?
Bert?
I was so like looking at the speed limit.
Dude, the look on your face.
I was shocked. I'm shocked. You don't even know. Like, this is the trophy in the house. And now it's settled. Done.
You heard her. She's going to torture you with silence.
I know. Damn it. A good winner. I hate that.
And you know you're going to like you're gonna blow through a stop sign or make some little mistake or something like that.
Or go 1 mile per hour over the speed limit.
Right. And she's going to go, hey, never mind.
Right.
You know how Stacy likes to decorate the house? Like, she gets way into holidays.
Yeah.
You're going to come home today and it's going to be like little cars everywhere and her like... car trophies all over the living room.
Blown
She's
up.
One.
The blown up test with her score on it and my score on it.
Or it's gonna get in your head this way. Like if Hayden needs to go somewhere, he'll say, oh, I'll take him. No, I'll take him.
The Bert Show.
It's been a couple of weeks since we talked to her. And the last time we talked to her, she told us this was the last change.
My sister's husband is a real estate agent. And he actually, he works in Ohio, but he's actually been, does some work in Atlanta. Actually, that's, you know, one of the things that made it so nice to, you know, live in, you know, in the area. And he wants to buy a townhouse in Midtown so I can pay rent to him.
What exactly did you say to your boss yesterday, or are you quitting your job today?
Well, I just said, you know, briefly, I was like, listen, you know, I want to talk because I'm moving back to Ohio.
Wait, let's rewind that again. Yeah. Say that one more time.
I just when, you know, I saw her, I was just like, listen, I'm moving back to Ohio, you know, I just want to talk to you when you have time. And she's like, oh, that's cool. You know, yeah, we'll get together. We're going to get together today and talk.
You're making official today at work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Amanda, after the boss today and you give your 2 weeks, what's the next big change?
My hair, I guess.
Long hair to short or color change?
No,
or
short to long.
I think what I might do, I have really long, dark hair. I think I might go really, really short and blonde or red.
All right, so the last time we talked to her, she had not quit her job yet, right? All right, let's find out how that went first. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. It's been a couple of weeks since we talked to you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
And you're actually in Ohio now.
Yeah, I'm at my parents' house in Ohio.
Okay.
Okay, so the last time we talked, you were about to quit your job.
Uh-huh.
Did you do that?
Yep.
You did?
I did.
How'd it go?
It went okay. My boss was really cool. You know, she was really sweet, actually. She just said that I did a really great job and that, you know, she really appreciated how I really kicked it up to 110%, you know, right before I left, because a lot of people just sort of slack off when they quit a job, but mm-hmm. I really kicked it into high gear, so she was really psyched. And, you know, I'm basically done. You know, I've got, like, I think one more gig that I might do for her before the, you know, after the holidays, but that's it, really.
I don't know if this has been asked before, but when you do the complete separation of your two lives, like old Amanda and new Amanda, like when you do that, can you use your old job as a reference, or do you have to pretend that didn't even exist? Because aren't you going to tell everybody that you moved, that you're like everybody you meet in your new life, you're going to say, oh yeah, I just moved here. That makes sense.
Well, yeah, I understand that. That's not even an issue. She, you know, she gave me a letter of recommendation, which I thought was really cool, but I actually don't need it.
Why don't you need it?
Because I got the major hookup.
What major hookup?
I did. I got the major hookup. I have a new gig that's going to start on January 4th.
Okay.
Can you tell us what it is?
Sure. well, I guess you guys, you amazing, wonderful, awesome people at your radio station, forwarded me an email that a listener sent you guys. And it was Tracy. They sent an email to Tracy, and she forwarded it to me. And it's a temp job with this PR firm in Atlanta.
Are you kidding?
I'm totally serious. And it's a 4-month temporary job with mm-hmm. this PR firm. And I'm working on this really special project they said I would be totally perfect for. And it's this huge thing that's going to be coming to Atlanta, but I can't say what it is because it's this like totally top secret,
crazy
project.
Us.
No, I can't say anything. I really can't. But it pays even more money than my last job.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing that blows my mind. After these 4 months, like if everything goes well and I get along with everybody and you know everybody thinks I'm cool, they're going to offer me full time and even more money.
All right, so let me get this straight. Somebody from a PR agency was listening to you over the last couple of weeks and has listened to the way that you've handled all of these breakups and changes in your life and said, this would be the perfect woman for our organization.
Yeah.
can you tell us what PR firm?
No.
I think that would be smart.
No,
not
I
to
can't.
Tell
I can't say anything about any of that stuff. Just I'm only allowed to tell you that I have this available to me and that's how it's going.
Now, didn't you tell us when you were going to quit your job also that you were going to tell them that you were just moving back to Ohio? You weren't even going to come clean with them.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just trying to get in the mindset of the new employer. So they know that you've got, like, all of these issues of kind of lying when you cut things off, and they're like, that's okay. That's cool. She just sounds like she'd be perfect for our PR firm.
Basically.
Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Good break for you.
Yeah, well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, the people that I've spoken to so far have just been wonderful and really cool, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Good for you.
And I just feel like I'm doing the right thing for my life.
So what's next?
I don't know. There's a million and one things that could happen, I guess. I mean, I'm gonna do my hair while I'm mm-hmm. I think I might do it while I'm out here. I'm trying to decide if I should do it while I'm out in Ohio or if I should do it, you know, the day that I move, because I don't want anybody to see me, you know, and you know, before I'm gonna be in this apartment on the 28th because my townhouse isn't gonna be ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking maybe when I move into the apartment, like that day. You know, maybe I'll wear a hat or something, and then that day get my hair done, and then I'll look completely different.
And it'll be the new you starting on, the new you is born on December 28th, the new Amanda.
With a new name and everything. I'm going to be using my middle name. That's how everybody knows me now, my new job.
You're changing your name also.
Yeah, well, I'm just using my middle one.
Can we ask you what that is?
No way.
All right.
I'm not telling anybody.
Amanda's not even a real first name, so.
Oh, it's not. Okay, so, right. I mean, you know what? On one hand, good for you. You set these goals up based on what you thought was right for you,
mm-hmm.
and well, you yeah. handled it the way that you thought was right, and you have cleared the way for this brand new life for you, and you set a goal, and you're doing it. You're doing
yeah.
it. You know, the way you've done it could be questioned, but the end result so far is exactly what you wanted.
So is everything done? The friends clipped, the boyfriend clipped, you got the new car, you got the new job, you're getting the new place. Was there anything else left on the list?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I might get a dog.
Well, I mean, all the new friends. I mean, this whole new life really does start in January. So mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting to see, if you're honest with us, starting next year, if this whole brand new life, you know, you got mm-hmm. the new gig, which you're all excited about, you're living in this, you know, new apartment or townhouse inside the perimeter that you thought was going to be really cool, and you want to hang out with all these new cool people, and you got the new cool car. It's going to be interesting, if you're honest, to see if it's everything that you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know who you are, so will you honestly tell us if it blows? Like, I mean, if you're like, if it doesn't work out,
it doesn't work out, and I'll just keep on going because I made a decision and I'm sticking to it, and I'm gonna make my life work no matter what anybody says.
But wait, well, like, we had this guy Ben on, and we got, you know, we kind of came down hard on Ben because mm-hmm. he was kind of a, you know, dorky fella and whatever, and then he just disappeared on us.
Well,
so we don't want you, like, if it, like.
We're just asking you to see yeah. it out. Like, if things are great, we want to talk to you. But if things kind of suck, we're just asking you to be honest with us and go. Because there are others that can learn a lesson probably here. Like, it sounds like you're going through almost like one of these quarter-life crises. And if there are others that are listening to your story that want to make all these different changes and stuff, we would like to be able to use you as the example to either raise up or to say, look, this is the reality of
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, sure. I mean, if things don't go exactly the way I want them to, you know, I mean, maybe, like, you know, you guys help me figure out my finance situation, you know. I mean, maybe you'll be able to help me figure out a new path.
All right, we'll do what we can. Now, hold on one second. Here's Katie with some advice. Hey, Katie.
Hi. I was one of your first callers to talk to Jessica and encourage her with this change. And one thing that I've been listening over the last couple of weeks, one thing that I really want to stress to you, dear, is that no matter what kind of changes that you make in your life, you are at the core, the same person, and you make the same decisions. Just remember, wherever you are, whatever you do, you know, that's where you're at. And your happiness really depends on you. You have to be true and honest with yourself and everyone around you. That would be the only thing that I would disagree with, things that you've done. You know, sometimes you have to lie to give yourself courage. But the true, you know, true happiness comes from knowing yourself and knowing who you are. You know, I went through a very similar thing where I turned my life upside down. And it's a very hard thing, but you build courage from it. But the one thing that I was always with people in my life is I was honest. So if you're unhappy, let people know you're unhappy and change the things that you can. But certainly keep your eye on your goals, career-wise, education-wise, and, you know, your life in general.
Katie, let me ask you this, because this is all really good Dr. Phil stuff. But the thing that I focused on there was you saying that sometimes you have to lie to keep your courage.
People lie all the time. I mean, look at how many natural wands do you know?
What I'm saying is that sometimes you have to lie to yourself. You have to tell yourself a story long enough to make you believe it. Something my mother used to tell me all the time, the facts of your life do not matter. It's the stories that you tell yourself that's what matters. So if you go through a bad situation and you find good, you know, find some kind of good out of it, whether it be learning a lesson or, gee, I'm not going to do that ever again because of this pain or because of this turmoil, you just keep repeating to yourself. But, you know, and that's what I mean by, you know, sometimes you have to allow yourself to get courage, because you have to tell yourself a positive story over and over again to keep yourself motivated to not, you know, lay down and die and just accept, okay, this is my life and I'm going to blah.
Melissa, you've been awfully quiet.
Well, I just think it doesn't matter. When you're in your early 20s, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can get all the advice in the world you want. I mean, right. I do agree with her. Like, I was one that would move here, move there, move all around town, and change the scenery would help motivate me to make these changes and stuff. And then you learn when you get older that it does. Yeah, like you said, it doesn't matter where you are. So you still have to live with you and whatever demons are in you. So, yeah, but it doesn't matter. Amanda's not going to listen to anything. She's psyched about this new job. She's psyched about her new car. And she's going to get her hair cut, a symbolic, you know, change on the day she moves into her new place. So, yeah, I mean, she's going through the motions.
Hey, Julia, we have about 60 seconds.
I just wanted to say that, like, I agree with her in a way, because I went through a lot of the same thing. And I had to lie to some people and things like that. But it's, in the end, for me, it really wasn't worth it, because I lost a lot of friends. And I even lost some of my family for it. And I had to find who I really was to gain all of them back.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you take from that, Amanda, but I do want to continue to follow you in January and see if this new life is really everything that it's all cracked up to be for you, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, have a great holiday.
Thanks, you too.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys had to guess over the next 6 months. First of all, I think she's going to bail on us before that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she's going to stick with us.
I don't think she's going to stick
unless
with us
she needs
either.
Something from us. Like, I don't think she, because Amanda's in a very, and I don't mean this in an insulting way, but a very selfish place. So, like, you even heard her say, well, maybe y'all eventually can help me with my financial situation. Like, she's not thinking about helping somebody else. She just wants to help herself. So I think she's going to bail on us for sure.
What do you think?
I think she's going to be fine. Like, I don't know what you guys are reading into it to see that this is so awful and she's not in a good place and she shouldn't be lying and blah, blah, blah. Like, I see a girl who left Ohio to come to Atlanta because Atlanta's hip and cool and cosmopolitan, and she didn't know about the city, but she just came down here and she ended up in a place that wasn't what she expected. But after spending a year here, she saw where the hip and cool part of town was. She saw what the hip and cool people do, where they go, the bars they hang out at. So she's adjusting her life to what her expectation was when she came down here.
I don't think anybody disagrees with that. It's the way that she's handled it, the lies, the moving back to Ohio, and that she hasn't handled it with honesty and integrity that we're all like, what?
But she hasn't really hurt anyone.
Well, she hasn't hurt anybody yet, but eventually the boyfriend is going to find out. All the friends that are outside the perimeter are going to find out. She's just postponing the hurt. It's going to happen. This is too small a city.
Yeah, I don't...
And if I met somebody that and I found out that they...
Crushed.
Yeah, no, I would look differently at them. Sure. Absolutely.
You'd be crushed if somebody you knew that you were... Like, I don't know who your friends are. You'd be crushed if someone that... You consider a friend said, yeah, I'm leaving town. Yeah, I mean, you'd lose sleep over it?
No, if I met somebody and I learned their story was they were actually here 2 or 3 more years than they said, and they changed everything about it. And I would look at them different, like, well, that's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, of course I'd be bummed by
that's
that.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
so, for sure. I don't know.
All right, we'll continue to follow her after January when we're all back from vacation.
You're on The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.